Hey, what's up everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle, getting here close to the weekend. And just wanted to talk today about this perfect world that we oftentimes think our life should be. And also just on the entire topic of perfection, or waiting for things to be perfect before we go ahead and ship things or do things in our life. And how that really holds us back, and how it can really give us this false sense of what reality truly is. And although I realize our reality is different for everyone, depending on the stories and beliefs that we have and things that we buy into or not, everybody's worldview of life is different. And it is molded and constantly molded and constantly changing. But it seems that oftentimes, and I fall into this trap myself, about how, like, unless everything in our life is going absolutely perfect, we're not happy, right? And how impossible of a task that truly is to go through life. To feel unfulfilled constantly, because the reality is that nothing is ever going to be perfect, right? Our relationships are not going to be perfect. Like, we're always going to make mistakes. We're all human. I'm writing the book right now, and if I waited until the book was perfect, I would not be shipping and launching that book this weekend. There's definitely some more that I know that I could truly put into it and add to it if I really truly wanted to, but I also know that if I just continued to play that story in my head, that I would never ship or launch the book. In my relationships, and my dealing with my kids and in my marriage with my wife, if I truly continually waiting, striving for these perfect relationships, I am going to feel unfulfilled. I am going to feel like there's something better out there. Truly knowing that perfection is false, and that that's just not going to happen, and that some of the joys in life are working through those imperfections and still loving and accepting someone for who they truly are, right? Knowing that I'm not perfect, and so why should I think that anyone else is going to be or has to be as well, right? And sometimes maybe we use that imperfection of others as a reason for us to get out of a relationship that we don't want to be in, or an excuse to get out of one, thinking that we can find something better on the other side, right? The grass is always greener, which is a complete and utter misconception and false reality in life, right? Or whoever came up with that, I'm not sure. And I'm sure the more and more, and the older and older that I get, the more experience that I have under my belt, realize that I think whoever made that up made that up in a sarcastic manner, as far as knowing that truly the grass is not greener. We always do think that the grass is going to be greener until we get on that other side and start to look on the other side and realize that we think where we came from is now greener than where we currently are at, right? So I just want to talk about how we need to be very careful. Be very, very careful, like Elmer Fudd, right? And just know that we need to, if we truly want to have this fulfilled life, this legacy lifestyle, this have-it-all lifestyle in all areas of our life, that we need to be okay with imperfection. We need to be okay in accepting of others' imperfections as well as our own. Like, I'm constantly on this path to growth and expansion because I know that I could truly always improve and become better, but also knowing that I'm not going to be perfect. So the path to growth and expansion is not an ultimate end goal of being perfect, right? Because I know that that is not a reality, but I sure as hell can try to continue to become better, to become a better man, to become a better father, to become a better husband, to become a better businessman, to have a closer relationship with God, to have better understanding in all areas of life, to consistently and constantly push my body to see how far I can take it and to where I can go as far as my body goes and nutrition and strength and all those things that fall into that area of my life. But to stop shooting for this perfection, and maybe saying to stop shooting for perfection isn't necessarily the truth, but you know, shoot for perfection knowing that that's not really truly possible. Like, there could be moments of perfection, you know, in a game, maybe going, you know, not missing a shot or feeling like you can't do anything wrong. But to quit going through life expecting perfection in all areas of my life. I mean, truly, especially in like my relationships with my kids and my wife. I mean, my kids are 7, 5, and 3. They're getting close to being 8, 6, and 4, but yeah, for me to constantly expect them to act a certain way is like, it's insanity and fatherhood suicide, whatever you want to call it. Like, I mean, it's just unrealistic to think that these young children that are just trying to be kids are going to always behave and do the things that you want them to do when you want them to do it. And yet, if I can constantly just try to push myself into getting frustrated and angry and upset with my children when they don't, then I'm just going to drive myself nuts and into the ground. So think about that in your life and where you have these unrealistic expectations of the people around you and of yourself. And cut yourself a little slack and just know and try and enjoy the process, the journey, and life a little bit more. Knowing that, you know, no one is perfect, that nothing in your life is going to happen perfect. There's going to be things that are going to come up and happen on a daily basis that just are not going to go your way. And just being able to be flexible and being able to take those things head on as they come, knowing that they're going to happen and being okay with that and working through things on a daily basis, so that you're prepared for the unexpected, for the imperfect, the imperfections in your life, the level of happiness will start to go up and the level of stress will start to go down. So hopefully this resonates with you. I love you guys, appreciate you guys, and honor you guys. It's just something that's been laying on my heart quite heavily here lately, you know, especially in like I said, in my relationships with my kids and my wife, and just, you know, catching myself constantly thinking that things should always be better, that or that or maybe, you know, striving for this unrealistic conception of perfection in all areas of my life, and being okay and just constantly trying to grow just a little bit every day, grow and expand every day, committing, making it a decision, a conscious effort every single day to just continually try to get better. And that I know that if I can do that, that at my end of the life compared to where I'm at now to where I will be then, if I consistently just do those small little things every day, just make a decision today, not worried about tomorrow, not worried about what happened in the past, but just trying to get better. That it may not be perfect when it's all said and done, but it sure as hell is going to be a pretty awesome and amazing and great life. So I love you guys. Have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.